Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Enjoy the podcast. I'll be back in a minute. That I've ever heard a more beautiful song. Now, why does it mean that much to me? Because I'm a patriot. I'm an American patriot. And hopefully you are too. Perhaps you are too. And if you are, then that song, especially the flourish, does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave? When that flourish comes up, and it gives me a tingle all the time, every time. And I want to talk about that. Welcome back, by the way. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 4th of July, my 16th consecutive live 4th of July broadcast on the Small Business Advocate Show. Not much on small business today. It's mostly about what the underlying system, the underlying environment that was created all those years ago, 1776, by the founders. And speaking of the founding, speaking of America's founding, in The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom." That was the experiment, my friends. We began with freedom. Freedom was not something that people... Now, England had their Bill of Rights. Before we had our Bill of Rights, England had their Bill of Rights. They had the Magna Carta. England was making progress. But they still had a king. They still had a monarchy. And the founders didn't like monarchs. They wanted their king. They wanted America to be sans kings, no dominant church, no kings, no queens. We began with freedom. That's what happened, and it was an experiment because it was unprecedented what they did. Indeed, that freedom didn't become useful until the founders converted it into liberty. And that's what I want to talk about today, the difference between liberty and freedom. And liberty only lasts as long as the stewards of each generation protects it and maintains it. Freedom is a state of mind anyone can assume because freedom comes from God. The right to be free comes from God, in my opinion. And another way of saying free, if you're free, if you have freedom, is you're not incarcerated. You can come and go as you please. That's freedom. But liberty is different. Liberty is another level up from freedom because liberty is a contract that you and I give to each other. Freedom is from God. Liberty is from me. Liberty is from you. It's what you and I give to each other. And from that contract, From the laws, the ideals, the precepts, the tenets, the vision of America, we began with freedom and liberty sprung from that. From all of that, American entrepreneurship was born as a child of liberty. American entrepreneurship is the child of liberty. Entrepreneurship and liberty have an interesting relationship. You can have liberty without entrepreneurship. But you can't have entrepreneurship without at least some liberty. But while liberty as a human ideal is more primordial than entrepreneurship, the latter has a political advantage that comes in handy in some places on planet Earth. In China, for example, merely pursuing entrepreneurship is not typically seen as a political statement. But to pursue liberty as a foundation of entrepreneurship might be difficult for them, even dangerous in China. However, pursuing entrepreneurship as a veiled precursor to liberty is more practical and safer. Consequently, outside of America, it is possible, sometimes even necessary, for the child entrepreneurship to flourish, and flourish faster than the parent, liberty. Such is the case for the women in Afghanistan. They can pursue entrepreneurship before they can pursue liberty. Recently, as you may know, I've been talking to women in Afghanistan and women in Rwanda through Terry Neese's group. If you want to learn about the preciousness of liberty, if you want to learn about the preciousness of entrepreneurship, the ability to pursue your own entrepreneurial dreams, if you think you've got it tough here in America, if you think it's tough, rough and tumble out here in the American marketplace, starting up your business and getting things going, consider what people are having to do in other parts of the world where literally their lives are in danger. Would you put your life in danger for your small business? Would you? People are doing it in other parts of the world. Keep that in perspective as we celebrate the 4th of July, as we celebrate Independence Day in America, where we began with freedom. That I pray that we never take that for granted. 29 after, happy 4th of July. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.